This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A few city blocks in East Akron are coming back to life with the help of musicians. For this week's Shuffle, I walked Kenmore Boulevard to hear how the community is rebuilding a music district. When you make the turn off the I-76 exit ramp and onto Akron's Kenmore Boulevard, it's hard to tell at first glance that this is the site of a renaissance. The busy street is riddled with potholes. The brick buildings are old, and many are vacant. But if you look closer, or rather listen closer, there's life. Kenmore Boulevard now has two live music venues, recording studios, and guitar shops along the three-block downtown district. It's largely the work of the Kenmore Neighborhood Alliance that's been trying to overcome the area's reputation as abandoned and unsafe. The Alliance's director, Tina Boyce, says working with musicians captures the neighborhood's working-class history.
You see them on the stage and you kind of look up to them, but man, these are salt-of-the-earth people. These are people who have hustled their entire lives, and I feel like that's what we're doing as the neighborhood organization. Like, we're hustling.
Walking the streets on this day, Boyce says Kenmore's music revitalization is a combination of the new and the old. Our first visit is to Lay's Guitar Shop, which has been in business for more than 50 years.
My dad always built guitars in the garage, so it's kind of in our blood. At least two other brothers, so four of us in all have worked here. So we can take a guitar that needs complete restoration. We also build guitars.
Joel Shin and his brother are known worldwide for their work restoring and building guitars, like one on display in his workshop that catches my eye, a shiny, bright blue electric guitar that blinks.
This is purely a stage guitar. You can see in here LED lights around inside.
Shin says he loves to see life returning to Kenmore.
We're trying to bring this community back to where people want to walk along the streets and feel safe again.
Back out onto the boulevard, Tina Boyce takes me to the hub of Kenmore's music district.
We're coming up on the Rialto Theater, which at one point was an actual movie theater.
Walk around the boulevard and talk to the people.
Musician brothers Seth and Nate Vail took over this 100-year-old building in 2010, at first to open a couple recording studios. Now it's also a music venue that books local and national musicians three nights a week.
Every time we get a little bit of money, we would finish something else.
Wow, and now the walls are lined with artwork. It's colorful.
We did a lot of traveling, and a lot of the music venues you would play in, you know, say New York City, would be intimate, warm places. And we thought once we painted the walls that we could start fulfilling that here. It kind of morphed into this, pretty much.
Seth and Nate built an apartment on the building's second floor and lived there while they worked on getting the venue ready. They've since moved out, but stayed in Kenmore.
People that have lived here longer than Nate and I mean, we've only been here for 7 years, that have lived here their whole lives, they have a lot of pride here. And they are open arms, you know, wanting to see this place be successful.
The Rialto has been so successful that it's needed help meeting demand and booking events. Enter Live Music Now, a pop-up venue that opened earlier this year down the street.
When I met Seth and Nate down at the Rialto, they were feeling like an island. We felt the burden to help them out, but also to show that there's more than just one trick in this neighborhood.
Tina Boyce and the Neighborhood Alliance have leased this former bar that was in shambles just 6 months ago. They got volunteers to paint the walls, add custom lighting, and rebuild the small stage. They have local musicians and others booking shows. The Alliance has the lease through May, with the hopes that someone will take it over.
I call it sprinkling fairy dust, kind of showcase something, get people thinking, because honestly, you can say things all day long, but until people experience it, they need to know what it feels like, and this feels good.
On this night, Mark Lee Shannon is performing. Formerly the guitarist for Cleveland rocker Michael Stanley, Shannon now lives in Akron and is launching a solo career. He says he wants to support Kenmore's revival.
Well, you know, we're the sons and daughters, grandchildren of steel and rubber workers. And, you know, our work ethic was always deeply embedded in us when we grew up. This neighborhood just represents to me the essence of that lost America, you know. And I think that I can do anything to be a part of a revitalization of that heritage. I don't think there's anything America needs more than that right now.
And that's the overall model of Kenmore's music district, community. Back out on the boulevard, it's still pretty quiet with the exception of the busy traffic. Boyce says she'll keep working to have more people feeling comfortable in walking the streets by adding coffee shops and more businesses. And she thinks they'll get there, one beat at a time. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.